Hello.
Hi, Bruce. It's Samantha here. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm so sorry for missing out your call. You know, it's a Monday, so it's just been super busy for me.
Well, that's okay. That's not a problem. I don't mind leaving messages. I just wanted to catch up with you about pick your brain a little bit and find out what's going on.
Okay. Let's initiate with the emails that you've sent me in regards to the book cover. Let me just pull that up. Just give me a quick moment.
Yeah. I just sent you another one, by the way.
Okay, just give me a moment. I'm pulling up your emails here. All right. Okay, this is wonderful. All right. The information, the detailed explanation that you've provided with about the valley and the great mountain, and then you also provided another concept. I believe you sent it via text from your phone about a modern American Southwest tale of adventure, tradition, death, and romance. That sounds excellent too. Now, from this information, we will derive at least 2 to 3 concepts for the book cover, and we will initiate with that. I will send those to you, and then we can, you know, have a discussion in
Okay.
regards to any kind of revisions or changes that you would like before we finalize the cover. Sounds good?
Okay. Now, I also sent you the information that would be on the back of the cover, the back cover.
Let me look into that as well. And that is here. The recent email that you sent me with the document?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That says ebook script. So you want this to be on the back cover?
Yes.
Okay. This looks great, Bruce. This is excellent. I can run this
Yeah,
by team one last time and see if they have any changes to propose. If not, then we'll just stick to the same, okay?
okay, good.
All
All
right.
right, so we got that.
And
Now on the editing, how's it going?
the editing is going well. I am just checking up for the next draft. You should be able to receive another draft within, let's see, within 24 to 48 hours. That's what my
Okay.
system shows me. So that'll be the next one.
Are you all looking to maybe finish up your part of the process within about 4 weeks or so? I'm just wondering.
We can try. Do you have a deadline to meet?
Nope. I have a clock in my head. See, so
Okay.
I
And what
like
would
that.
that
I'm
be?
it's kind of being from the business world, you see. I'm
Right.
always wondering what's going on. And that's why I'm
Absolutely.
calling you. Now,
All
you
right.
put it out there that I can call you anytime, and that may have been the worst thing you could have told me. So, no, that's fine. That's
Okay.
fine. That's fine. I'm not going to press you. Whatever it takes to do the good job is all I'm interested in.
Okay. Well, I don't have any anticipated date or timeline as of
Okay.
now because you didn't provide a deadline. Eventually, you know, naturally the team is
Okay.
like, okay, fine, we can take all the time we like, but I can just drop them a reminder message and ask them to provide an estimated timeline maybe, so that
That would
you
be
know
nice.
when exactly, yeah. So let
Yeah.
me just type that
Yeah.
down, tentative timeline for the book completion. Okay, so
But
that's
no
that.
rush. No rush. No rush.
Gotcha.
You just got an old author who thinks that way. That's all. I just think in a business way. I
Yep.
got a question for you on the copyright page
Go ahead.
that you're going to put in the book. Now, the copyright office in D.C. is going to send you the information. Is that right? Or is it going to send it to me and then I'm going to send it to you?
You have signed up for the copyrights with us, right? Let me check.
Yes,
Yes, you
I
have.
have.
So you have nothing to worry about. We will be
All
getting the
right.
information. We'll get a copy, and you'll get a copy on your mailing address once the process has been completed. And once we have that information, all we got to do is just put in copyrights the date of, no, not actually the date, the year in which the copyrights took place, which
yes.
will be 2022.
Yes.
So we will just place that there. We don't have to put any documentation on any kind of reference or anything at all inside. It's just, you can say, a demo page sort of a thing, stating that, oh, yeah, we
mm-hmm.
have the copyrights done for the book. So, yeah, that's pretty much
so
it.
That,
you don't have anything to do with that.
So the actual page will not be in the book? It'll be something on file or what?
It'll be a blank
It'll
page.
Actually...
Let me see if I can get you a demonstration or maybe a sample. Let me find that. Okay. Nope, this is not it. Let me show you an example of what the copyrights page looks like. Let's see. Here.
Well, actually, Samantha, I can open up any book that I have and look at the copyright page.
Yes, exactly.
And that's what you're going to send me, right?
Exactly,
okay.
Exactly. So it'll most likely be a blank page.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's going to have your name. It's going to have the ISBN. It will say all rights reserved. And
Good.
That is pretty much it. I found a page here. And
okay.
Let me send that to you. So you
okay.
can take a look.
All right. I guess the next one would be, I'm going to let you do that.
Okay. Can you check your text message? I've sent you a picture.
Okay. I'll. Actually, I'm on the phone.
Okay.
I'm not on the computer. I don't have my computer with me, so I can't.
I actually sent it to you on your cell phone.
Okay. Well, I'll look at it. Don't worry about it.
Perfect.
I will look at it. Thank you.
All right.
The other thing is acknowledgments and dedications. Is there a place for that as well? Should I send that to you
acknowledgements? Yeah, we'll be doing that right at the end. Okay. Now let me
I'll
explain how
down.
It works. Initially, mm-hmm. we work on the content mainly, like chapter-wise. Once that is
mm-hmm.
completed, we start to look at the formatting of the complete draft. Along with that, we cover the table of contents and the dedication
Great.
Page. Along with that, we
Great.
Also cover the acknowledgments. So all this will be like, you know, the last thing. Just before the finalization
Good.
Of the book, we'll be asking you for all these details, I mean, in regards to what you want to put in the acknowledgement section or dedication of the
Great.
Book. And once you provide that information, we will fill that up and the book will be ready to go.
That sounds quite logical, Samantha. Okay, good.
All right.
Now, if I don't want a table of contents, you don't have to worry about it, do you? A lot of books don't have tables of contents, do they?
If it's a short booklet, then we would recommend you not to go with a table of contents.
Uh-huh.
But it would be better to have a table of contents.
Okay.
Reason why. Let me explain why. You know, your book will be launched in an ebook format as well. Now, what happens is that when you are reading an ebook, maybe on your device or laptop or your computer whatsoever,
mm-hmm.
you can just go to the table of contents and click where you left off. For example, I completed chapter 1. Now I'll just go to the TOC and I'll click on chapter 2, maybe a
Great.
Subheading of chapter 2. Now that will redirect me directly to that particular point where I left off. So that's the
Great.
Advantage of having the TOC. Now, if we don't include the TOC at all, the customers might get confused or maybe they'll have to scroll over, you know, throughout the manuscript to find where they left last.
Gotcha.
It wouldn't be
gotcha.
A major difference on the printed version. However, it would cause a great impact on the ebook version. Again, it's your
Good.
Book, your call. At the end, we'll do whatever suits you, whatever is convenient for you. But, you know, it's my duty to recommend
no, you,
what
Yeah,
you
talked
with.
Me into it. You
okay.
talked me into it, the table of contents. Okay, I have some, these are more, I'm going into some questions here that are more technical for me, easy for you.
Sure.
But I want to know a little bit more about the process of loading or getting it ready for
mm-hmm.
publishing.
Okay.
You're going to load it on the Amazon. And you're going to load it on Google Books. Was it Kobo, Barnes & Noble, Kindle? You're going to do all that for me. Is that correct?
Oh, let me look into that. What I have in my record is Amazon and Barnes & Noble, which includes Kindle as well. Where
okay.
are you reading off these platforms?
Okay. So now, so with Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kindle, that covers a lot. So not Google Books.
No.
Not Google Books. Huh?
No. That's
all right.
If you need to, upgrade your package, we have 5 additional platforms, which includes Kobo, Lulu, Google Books, iBooks. That's the second tier, you can say. The first tier is the one you have. That is Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Second tier would be these additional 5 platforms. And third tier would be worldwide publication, which includes 400-plus platforms, along with 51 online platforms, and the rest of it goes to the libraries, bookstores, and media outlets. I guess that's what Daniel has been talking to you about.
A little bit. A little bit.
Yes.
I just want to make sure that I know which ones they're going to go on to. So now, when you load them, you all do all the forms. You do all the stuff for me. Is that correct?
That's correct. We will request you for the information that is required. For example, for the royalty transfer, we will need your bank account details because we play no part in between in terms of the royalties, okay? So what happens is that we'll set up your account. Once the account is set up, we'll ask you for all these additional information. If you're comfortable to share that in a brief form with us, that is completely fine. If not, I will provide you a link to submit all that information directly on the portal. So you just fill out the information and you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Then we will work on the formatting because Amazon has a different publishing criteria in terms of formatting as compared to Barnes & Noble. So we'll have to format the book according to that. And, of course, it depends on the formats, the number of formats that you are going to put available. For example, if it's an electronic version, it's going to have a slightly different format as compared to the paperback or the printed version of it. So we work on the formatting part. We submit the manuscript on the portals. They take like 72 hours to review once we submit the book. And once that analysis is completed from their end, your book will go live. Sometimes it happens that they ask us to revise a little in terms of the book cover or the manuscript. Sometimes they say that, you know what, just adjust the margins a little bit. In that scenario, you will be getting an email from Amazon or either Barnes & Noble, okay? Now, once that happens, you provide us that email that they have sent to you. We work on that minor revision and resubmit the book. And then, again, it's 72 hours for review time, and your book will go live then.
Great. Then it's published.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure. This is a quite a learning experience. I'm glad you're there, and I'm trying to put all the pieces together here. You feel like you're the author. You know, you did the book, and that's all you need to do. And then by my handing it over to you, I want to get this comfort level, not with you, but just with myself. On what's going to happen. That's what I'm looking for. So the other thing, there was something about a bio. Why do you need a bio for me? Is that something that's going to go online too, or what? A biography?
Yes. Biography, it's most of the time. See, first of all, if you're writing a nonfiction book, your biography, a short bio of the author, goes on the back cover of the book along with the short synopsis of the book. But in your case, I believe it is a fiction book, right? So don't have to put your bio on the back cover. Instead, we can have an individual page of about the author inside the book. Secondly, it can go on the platforms as well because there is a certain a certain thing called Author Central account or Author Central page on which your complete profile as an author would be put up there. So it completely depends on you if you want to go for that, up and up. If you do not feel comfortable sharing your details as an author, which shouldn't be the case, so we can drop it if that's the case.
Okay. Okay. No, I'll certainly provide that. You know, the number of years I've spent in prison and all that stuff, I can do that. So let's see what we have here. Trying to think. I have a list of things here. I'm sorry. I should have. Okay. All right. So I guess that I'm kind of where I need to be right now. It sounds like I have given you enough information to finish up the cover.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'll get back to me if they're not satisfied. And you're going to throw something at me. You're going to show me a few covers that they come up with.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be giving me some updates on the editing in the next few days.
That is correct.
And looks like I'm understanding better the publishing process. That's important to me. You know, it's funny, you know, it's so much different than I ever thought it would be. It's interesting. It's interesting the way it's done. I got the feeling that I could go, after the book is published, I could go online, look at the book, put an order in for the book. Let's say I want a paperback. And at that time, that's the only time that they'll take action to actually print something. And then they'll print it and send it to me. Otherwise, they don't have any warehouses where they have 20 of these books sitting there.
Yes.
That's my understanding, the way it's done now.
That is correct.
Yeah.
One book is printed.
That is amazing.
Individually.
Yeah.
So they're not, your book will not be, you know, getting out of stock or anything like that. Or your book will not be rotting up somewhere, that, you know, if they're not being sold. So that's not the case at all. One order will be printed, one book will be printed and shipped individually.
Right. Now, the other thing is the pricing of the book. I guess you and I will talk about that as well at some time. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Let me give
you
a brief insight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when you're working with these publishing platforms, for example, Amazon and Barnes & Noble, what happens is that they keep a rough estimate would be 70 to 30, okay? 30% would be the ratio that they will keep per book. 70% will be transferred to you. Now, of course, that 30% would be including the shipping and printing cost. So, for example, if someone from Santa Fe is ordering a book, they will be printing that up for you on behalf of you, and they will be shipping it out to Santa Fe. Okay? Now, those charges for the printing and the shipping of that particular book or that particular order will be taken care of the publishing platform itself. So you won't have to worry about that, or you won't have to go through the hassle.
Uh-huh.
That's the reason why they keep like 30 to 35% of the royalties. Now, ideally, an ebook should be priced, in order to get 70% royalties on an ebook, it should be priced at less than $10, maybe $9.99 or $8 initially. One more thing, fun fact, you can always change the pricing, okay? So maybe start off with a low price, let's say ebook for $9.99, and maybe the paperback should go for $12 to $13. All right, somewhere in between 10 to 15 initially in order to get 65 to 70% royalties per copy.
Okay.
Now, when that happens, your royalties will be transferred in 30 to 40 working days to you from the point a sale is made. Okay, so for example, if an order was placed today and the sale is showing up on the dashboard for today, then you can count 30 to 40 days afterwards from this day onwards in order for the sale transfer or royalty transfer to take place into your bank account. So that's like the payroll that they have in terms of transferring the royalties.
Okay, very good. That makes sense. What happens if they... what happens if the book's not selling? They just offer it for on a sale price. Suppose they, independent of me, say instead of $12.99, they're going to offer it for $10. Do I still get the same royalty?
Yes, you get the same royalty. The ratio will stay the same regardless of the price that you're setting for it.
Okay.
But of course, you have to cover the cost price. As I said, that in order to get 70% of the royalties, you'll have to set up the ebook price under $10. The reason why I'm giving you this certain threshold, same goes for paperback as well. In order to get 65 to 70% of the royalty transfers on each sale, you will have to set up the price in between $10 to $15. So you can go for maybe $12.99. That's the ideal price that I usually quote to my customers. Now, just in case, if you monitor your sales and you see that your book is not selling really well, what you can do is that you can lower up the price, and that will show up as a discounted price or maybe, you know, like going for a little bit cheaper, like a discount offer that you've placed on your book. And Amazon might help you with the promo of that. But a sound marketing plan is necessary in order to have anything sold, Bruce. I mean, a book can be excellent. It can be very well written. But if people do not know that the book is out there, if there's no awareness campaign going on for the book, then you cannot anticipate sales, to be very honest. And a lot of times,
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
We seem to have, we lost contact there for a second.
Okay, so let me repeat what I was saying. A lot of times what happens is that a book is very well written and they haven't spent anything at all on the marketing. It's all about the awareness campaign as well. If you have written a good book and it's out there, people will not know randomly that the book is out there, because publishing the book does not send any kind of notification or any shout-out or anything at all anywhere, you know? Your book will be published and will be laying there. And you know that there is a lot of stuff going on the Internet. So possibility of people finding your book organically, there are very slim chances. And sometimes I've seen the vice versa happen. For example, the book is pathetically written. It's a terrible book. But the customer or the client, the author himself, has a sound marketing tactic to sell it. And now he's selling like apples and oranges. So I've seen that scenario as well. So a sound marketing strategy is really important to actually create awareness for your book out there, especially when you're working with a certain when you're anticipating a certain return on investment on the book. It is very important for you to have a step-by-step plan in terms of executing the complete publication of your book. And you should know that, you know what, these are the milestones that I have written down for myself, for the book, and this is what I'm aiming for, like your short-term goals after the book is published. So that's the way you need to work in terms of having the return on investment or sales on the book. Even if you want your book to become a bestseller, even then you will have to take care of these short milestones and the short-term goals that you will be anticipating after the book has been published. Or for that matter, once we are reaching to the publication phase, you'll have to start thinking about all these things, so that there is a sound tactic, there is a sound strategy that you're working on in terms of getting the book out.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
All right.
So far we have covered the book cover, the book cover concepts, the timeline that I have to get back to you on, the draft that will be sent to you within 24 to 48 hours. Apart from that, we have discussed the pricing, how and what should be the pricing, the ideal pricing for the ebook and the paperback version. And along mm-hmm. with that, we have discussed the copyrights page. I've sent you the screenshot. You can just check that out once we hang up the phone.
Good.
Lastly, let's see if I'm missing out something. I think that is pretty much it, Bruce, unless you have
well,
any
that's
questions
great.
For me.
No, no more. I appreciate you calling me back.
No
and,
worries at all.
Okay, enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you so much for your
all
time.
Right.
And again, just in case if you have any questions, just email me, drop me a text if I'm not picking up the call, or you can directly call me. Okay?
Thank you. Thank
no
you
worries.
Very much, Samantha. All
okay.
Right.
Have a
bye-bye.
Good day. Bye-bye.